What's up, everybody? This is the Weird Story Bro podcast, and we're going to talk about weird stories. And I'm the bro, I guess. My name's Big Nate, and I hope you enjoy this. But before we jump into this podcast today, let's have a word about our sponsor, Anchor. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. Sorry, been on a little bit of a hiatus. I told you I was going to try to stay consistent. It's just not my nature. But I am going to keep putting up videos, so just a heads up with that. Excuse me. But to piggyback on our last episode, I figured why not tackle another doll that creeps people out. And so I think that was our last episode. I'll have to look. But either way, this is a weird story, and it's very well known. But if you don't know it, stay tuned, because you will now. So we're going to talk about Robert the Doll. Robert is a doll that is apparently haunted, and he has a home in Key West, Florida. He was created by the, I believe I'm pronouncing this right, the Steiff Company in the year 1904. He was given as a gift to a boy named Otto, or Robert, which we'll get into that in a minute. He named the doll after himself. But he was given to this boy as a gift, and he developed a very wackadoo relationship with this toy, as we'll get into. Robert, he looks kind of homemade, and his face is really, like, worn and almost kind of looks scarred in a creepy way. His eyes, he has, like, little black beads for eyes. I mean, he's really trippy. You can look up pictures, and he's creepy. And he is known for this sailor suit that he wears, and he has like a little toy dog that sits on his lap. This kind of what this, so it looks like a little sailor boy with a little toy dog in his lap. And apparently that sailor suit actually at one time belonged to his owner, Otto, the boy that he was gifted to. So it looks creepy, like as of now in this kind of day and age. You know, back in the day, creepy toys didn't look creepy. You know what I'm saying? Like, to them. Fast forward to 2023, we look at a lot of the old school dolls and they trip us out. So he's definitely one of those trippy dolls that when you look at it, you're like, yeah, there's something creepy about this. So there's an argument a little bit about how Robert's story kind of came to be. But there's two prominent stories. Some claim that he was gifted to Robert Eugene Otto, his grandpa gave it to him in 1904 on a trip to Germany, that he had got in Germany and brought it back for him. But the locals say there's actually a more sinister story, that most people, I guess, lean to. And if all the creepy things that happen around this doll are happening, then I would probably lean toward this story too. They claim that this boy was actually given this doll by one of the family's maids, and she wanted to get back at the family, and they apparently caught her doing voodoo, and so they kicked her out of the house, and she apparently, before she left, gave this doll to Robert Otto. I'll call him Otto from now on so we don't get confused. His name is Robert, but he went by Otto or Gene, right? His last name's Otto. And so the boy's name is Robert Eugene Otto. And so this maid gave him a doll and he named it after himself. And he named the doll Robert. So we're gonna call him, young Otto or Gene, for the rest of this story. So we don't get him mixed up with Robert the doll. So he named the doll after himself, but apparently this maid had done some kind of weird curse on this doll to get back at the family, which would make sense because weird stuff started happening after young Otto got Robert the doll. So apparently he was so taken with the doll that, like I said, he named it after himself, and he would put his own clothes on the doll and, you know, dress him up like him. And the doll was pretty big, enough to where this, you know, this small child's clothing could actually fit on it. He apparently carried it with him all over the place, and he talked to him just like he was his best friend, like a real person that was with him at all times. And the parents thought it was cute or whatever and didn't bother with it, but they would hear him whispering to it, talking to it, playing with the doll. And everything seemed normal because kids do that kind of thing until one day they heard a deep, manly voice talking back to young Otto. So now we step into Creepyville. So they think it's all cute, and young Otto is playing with Robert, and he's just so happy with him, and they think he's just got a cute imaginary friend inside this doll. But then they actually hear this deep, manly voice talking back to their son, and then it only gets worse from here. You know, young Otto told everyone that Robert was a real person, right? He said this wasn't just a doll. He treated him just like a real person. And, you know, if the parents are hearing this doll talk back, yeah, I imagine so. There's something more going on here than a stitched up doll. So stranger and stranger things begin to happen around the home. Young Otto's parents would wake up in the middle of the night, and they would find young Otto in the middle of the floor, screaming, upset, crying, throwing a tantrum, and all the furniture in his room would be flipped over, upside down. And you know, a little kid's not going to be able to do all that. So, as young Otto got older, right, that's just one scenario, things just kind of kept escalating over what this doll was doing. Like, toys would show up mutilated, like just cut up, broken, just very disturbing. And when they would ask young Otto, what happened? Why did you do this to your toys? He would say, no, Robert did it. I didn't do this. So he'd blame the doll for it, which seems like a common thing, right? People, kids blame their imaginary friends or their toys or whatever, thinking, oh no, I didn't do it. They did. But you got to remember, creepy stuff is happening around this doll. So they're probably starting to believe young Otto with what he's accusing the doll of doing. One time, there was a plumber that was working in the house, and he could hear kids laughing, but, you know, he'd inspect and look around, and nobody was home but him. And so he would get really tripped out at this. And then when he was looking around the room once, he noticed that Robert the doll had moved literally from one side of the window to the other. And nobody was home, so nobody could have moved him, and he didn't touch the doll. And so it looked like the doll had literally moved itself. And then, apparently, Robert would have objects just randomly in his lap. And then those objects would, when he would leave the room or not look or come back, those objects would actually end up on the other side of the room, almost like the doll picked it up and threw it off its lap. And so, if I was that plumber, I'd be getting the heck out of Dodge. So eventually, as time goes on and Otto grows up as an adult, young Otto grows up and he's an adult, he went to the Academy of Fine Arts in Chicago and the Art Students League in New York. So he goes to the Fine Arts and he goes to the Academy of Fine Arts in Chicago and is a part of the Art Students League in New York. He's growing up. He's going to be an artist. Young Otto, which is now an adult, went to the Parisian Sorbonne. I'm probably saying that right. But he met his wife there, Anne. And so young Otto decides to bring the doll back to his childhood home at 534 Eaton Street in Key West, Florida. And he, for whatever reason, though he's terrified of this doll, he decides to go get the doll and move it in with him. And he called his home the Artist House. And so today it's actually around, and it's an old school looking Victorian home. And they run it as a haunted bed and breakfast, so you can go stay there and get creeped out if you want to. So young Otto designed a special room for Robert in the attic, complete with furniture and toys and even a teddy bear that Robert could play with. But Otto's wife wasn't keen on this. It's kind of creepy because he's spending a lot of weird time. He's really investing into this doll like it's a real person. And so she decides, hey, how about lock the doll up because it's creeping me out? Well, Robert wasn't happy with that at all. Apparently, even though they'd lock him up in this chest, he would crawl out himself somehow. And then he would sit in a chair in the room that was facing out the upstairs window. And people said in the neighborhood they would pass by and they could see the doll looking at them through the window. And sometimes they said it would disappear and then it would show back up in the window. So people started just avoiding this house altogether because of how creepy this doll is. The locals would swear that they would see the doll disappear and then it would reappear, but it would be looking in a different direction. Or that it seemed like as they walked past the house, the doll's face would actually follow them as it was trailing them, like it was trailing them as they walked down the block. So people started really getting freaked out and staying far away from this home. People that would visit the artist's house, though, could claim that they would hear footsteps coming from the attic where Robert lived. And then they would see things. It seemed like things in the house would just move from one place to the other with no explanation. And so they believed the house was very much haunted, and they believed the reason it was is because of Robert the doll. Apparently, young Otto talked to the doll and still treated it like a normal, like he did when he was a kid, even though he did have some kind of fear of it. It's almost like he was trying to, you know, maybe placate the doll, you know, like he was trying to, maybe that's not the right word, but maybe it is. He's trying to pacify the doll because he believed it's real, and he thought if he gave it enough attention, you know, it maybe would not scare everybody to death. But in 1974, young Otto passed away, and a woman named Myrtle Reuter purchased the artist's house. And basically, Robert the doll was left in the home, and he got a brand new caretaker. And so Reuter lived with Robert for 20 years after she bought the home. And it said that she even took the doll with her when she moved to a new home in the 80s. And so another person comes in after the original owner dies and decides to adopt Robert the doll and even moves him around with her. And then at one point she decides she's going to donate the doll to Fort East Martello Museum in 1994. And the reason she did is she told them it is very much a haunted doll. The stories are true. I promise you it's a creepy doll. Things are going to happen when you have this doll. But they took the doll and everything that came with it, the museum did, and they just didn't take it seriously at all. But as soon as they moved the doll in and get him situated, the employees in the museum started talking about insane happenings that were revolving around this doll taking place inside this museum. And so the hauntings began in the museum even after this. So even now with that story, it just broke out like wildfire and numerous visitors started lining up to see Robert the doll on display. Even stranger than that, people that really think that this doll is some kind of weird voodoo thingy, whatever entity, they start sending letters to Robert. Like he gets fan mail. And then apparently people have experienced creepy things when they looked at the doll. Apparently you're not supposed to look at it right in the eyes. You might offend the doll and, weird stuff will happen to you. So people have been known to come and apologize to him, for looking at him the wrong way while they were in the museum. So this guy's almost got like a cult following at this point. So one of the people that worked there said he gets probably one to two, three letters every day. And then some visitors, ask Robert for advice. They'll write to him and they'll say, "Hey, Robert, I need some advice. Can you help me out?" And they ask him to actually place a curse on people that have done them wrong. I don't advocate any of that. So he's even got his own fan section that sends him letters. And people are actually asking this doll for advice. And some people think this doll can curse people, so they try to get him to do it. Since his arrival there, apparently he gets, he's probably got around 1,000 letters sent to him. But those aren't, he doesn't just get letters. He gets some weird stuff too. People have sent him candy. They've also sent Robert the doll money. And apparently some people have even sent him marijuana. So, but apparently, you're not supposed to take pictures of the doll. I guess I read that somewhere, listened to it somewhere. They don't want you to look directly at it. Apparently if you look at his image, you can still have spooky things happening just because you took a look at him. I've looked at him 3 times today, so that's probably not good on my end. Yeah. But yeah, this doll, apparently they did make a movie off of this called, it's just called Robert. And it is about the Otto family. It's, I guess, loosely based on this story. I don't know. But it's about a creepy doll that doesn't look anything like the actual Robert the doll. But you can watch that if you want to. But yeah, credit to allthat'sinteresting.com and also to hauntedrooms.com. I did a lot of my research from there. I've listened to the Lights Out podcast, and they did a good show over Robert the Doll. So if you want to do more, if you want to learn some more, you can go do that. I try to keep mine around 15 to 20 minutes long. If you want longer podcasts than that, you can go look around. Robert the Doll is a very popular subject. And so, yeah, he's a creepy doll. Look up his image if you want to. I would suggest not sending him marijuana in the mail. Number one, that's illegal. But number two, why would you? So, but anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Maybe this will keep you on guard when you're thrift shopping, looking for knickknacks and picking up random dolls. I've heard so many stories of people finding dolls in places and buying them, and they end up being some kind of creepy object that they get rid of because they think it's haunted. Yeah. So anyway, this might have you think twice about that. God bless you guys. I'll see you guys next time. And thanks for tuning in to the Weird Story Bro podcast. See you later.